Begin the current daf, Masechet Shabbos, daf Kuf Tezvav. We begin Amud Beis. We begin to taste the maslot. We begin towards the Gemara. Ksuvim Besam Besikra B'chulav is written with this red pigment and these different dyes, etc. Shes can explain that why didn't the Rish Galusa resolve this question from the Brisa that says that there's no difference between the Svarim and the Megillah that you're going to read from them, and obviously then you're going to save them. Which places here is going based on the Gemara. The Rish Galusa had a question from Rabbi Rav Huna. The Svarim were written in Lashon HaKodesh with these, as the Tzeis and Masechta is going on, all these different types of dyes, which they don't last as long as dyei, as the ink that's supposed to be used. Question that he asked them was, are you going to save such a scroll from the fire or not? So that, the Gemara says, you could ask the question according to the one that says that you save the Aramaic translation from the fire, and you could ask according to the one that says you don't save. According to the one that says usually don't save, that's because it's Targum. But here it's in Lashon HaKodesh, so maybe you would say, even though it's not written in ink, you would save it. Or do you say, no, even according to the one that says that you do save, oh, when do you say that's only when it's written with Diyai? But here it's not written with Diyai, so maybe, even though it's Lashon HaKodesh, you're not going to save it. So that's as Tesis Mashmet sounds like. But one thing is the Pshitle, obviously it was obvious to the Resh Galusa who was asking the question, She'in Kurim Ben, that you cannot read from the Svarim, even though they're written in Lashon HaKodesh, if it's not written with Diyai. As Taisa says, the Karim Ben, because if you would read from them, so Pshit Matzilin, obviously you would save them from the fire, Kedam Alelik, the one I previously said. If it's Nitl Likris Ben, we said if you could read from them, everyone would agree that you would save it. So obviously, it sounds like that he holds that you can't read from them. And that's the Taisa because of the Rashba. Now it's difficult to the Rashba. Because the Besamach Mashma shortly in the Gemara, it sounds like the Pshit Lad Reshkalusa Gufi, that was obvious to Reshkalus himself, the Karim Ben, that you could read from these from that were written with non-Diyai ink. Because the Kamar, because the Resh Galusa says that Vatanya and the Brisa Matzil that you save them. The Gemara explains that the Brisa that the Resh Galusa is referring to is Hainu, Bahainu, that's Hahu Brisa the Maisi. That's the Brisa that he brought, that there's no difference between the Svarim of Kisvei HaKodesh and the Megillah. Just the difference is Shasvarim Nechtav Mechalashon, that the Svarim are written in any language. The Megillah and the Megillah system is Achatek Suba Ashuris Al Sefer B'Diyai. It has to be written with the Ashuri script on a scroll, and with ink. Now, Avashar Svam, the inference obviously is that all the other Svam are Nechtav and Shalai B'Diyai. They can be written without Diyai. And if you're allowed to write it, so then you're allowed to read from them, and then like you're allowed to save it. And the Rish Galusa knew this, Bryce, and it's difficult. If he knew that you're allowed to read from them, of course you're allowed to save them, so what's his question? And that's the Seis L'Vimah, Shafash B'Samach, but this is what I'm going to explain shortly. The Hach Bryce, Ayur Lein Atzol, actually this Bryce is not really talking about the halachas of you're allowed to write and read. It's rather talking about the halachas of saving it from a fire. But most definitely, the other svarim you have to write al sefer b'diyai, and not by other types of inks like he was asking. Asin al sishaper, so then it makes sense what his question was, if you let us save it or not, ula olam, and the truth is, when you write it with these other dyes, maybe in Karim Ben, you actually, as Tzitzis can say, you don't read from them, and therefore you cannot prove from there that since you could read from them, you could save it, because actually, you cannot read from them, and therefore that's what he asked, so could you still save it or not? Ketanek says the master begins with the Gemara of Al-Hachab over here, keeping the light mechanism, since it doesn't last. So then light, Shesim can explain, are these inks, Kaimis, Kankantim, do they actually last like Diyai-like ink, or are they less than that? Because in our Gemara, we were saying that the reason why we would say you don't save them is because it's not Diyai. So therefore, it's not going to last. Now, Taisa says, Avagav, the Perak, basically, getting, although the Gemara in the second Perak, getting up to your testament of Karulu, Dabashim, this kind of calls these types of dyes things that do last. It's not like we're in the Mishnah over there, but Chol Kais, when you could write the get in any type of ink, Besam, B'Diyoy, B'Sikr, B'Koymish, B'Kakana, all these types of inks, B'Chol Dabashim, this kind of everything that lasts. So it is things that last. Why are we saying the reason why you would save, according to one that holds you could save, is on B'Diyoy, and not here where they don't last, but I thought they do last. I remember either he says the Hasam Karla Miskayim. No, for there in that context we call it something that lasts, because it's Tvei Mamashkin made Paris. It lasts more than just some liquids and from fruit juices. The Tani Hasam is safer because that's what the safer contrast over there, the ink is when you cannot write with them. But it doesn't last as long as ink, and therefore Argum is calling it Hachad the Kibin Lemikayim, as the Tzitzis Maskil says, that Loi maybe you would not be able to save such a safer term. But the refines is difficult because it's not a peg based site. We learn the second peg and site of Yitzayim and Bezgam and Megillah site by the scroll of the site. The halacha is when you write that scroll to be erased in the water for the Saita, in case of a you cannot write with these types of inks, these dyes. Because the pasuk says, a macha, you have to erase it in the water, which is ksav shiach lemachas, has to be a writing that could be erased. Now, Amma says, so we see, a kumis bekakantim is coming yes mejai, meaning we could only use jai ink, which could be erased, and not these which they can't be erased. Obviously, they're more, they last longer, than joy. How can we saying that it's more than may peiris, but it's less than joy? To the contrary, we see that it's more than even joy. Vaimri Duri says, no, Dilailam Amos Kami Kamajoy. Now the truth is it doesn't last as long, these letters, to be valid for a Sefer Torah like that of joy. It's just of in yochalimchis kamajoy, it's just that it cannot be erased like ink, lefishan of loim or cloth, because they get absorbed into the parchment. So therefore it's not going to really be dissolved. But in the writing itself, it doesn't last as long, and therefore that's why I would choose the masalas quoting from the Gemara that says, maybe we would not be able to save such a Sefer Torah on Shabbos. The next says the masalas begins with the Gemara Megillah. Ashtei ksuva ashur is there, in contrast to the svarim, it's only valid if you wrote it with a dashuri script, which is like an Arab Sefer Torah, with seifa on the scroll, the bajoy, and with ink. Shes can explain. Now, do other svarim need to be written on Sefer Torah or not? Because in Agma quotes a Bryce that says there's no difference between svarim and Megillah. Just as svarim could be in any language, Megillah has to be with dashuri script, al seifa bajoy. So it says, Mashma sounds like the shar svarim, le bajoy seifa bajoy. And this is the taste that was referenced earlier, taste himself referenced, that it sounds like the other svarim don't need to be written on parchment and with ink, because that's the difference between Megillah does and other svarim don't need it. And that's the case of Akash is difficult, because if a parakum with the ayin, mashma, early on the Gemara and the Ayin says on basis, sound like the Sefer Torah by Sefer, that a Sefer Torah requires a Sefer, a scroll. Because the time you learn the Brisa, it says if you wrote it ala nyor ala matlis, if you write it on a piece of paper or on a shmata, the psul is going to be invalid. Umukila ba Sefer Torah, we explained that Brisa is told by a Sefer Torah. And says Taisis, but what now Difter? The same thing is actually regarding Difter too, which is not a safer. It's the hide, but it's not fully processed like parchment. That Avakavtali Chashvelei L'Nipsul, although it's not mentioned, but they're regarding the being invalid. But Hachanami L'Chashvelei L'Nikasha, it's also not mentioned, but they're regarding its validity to say that it is kasha. We're diktani because we learned in that Bryce over there that if it's written ala cloth, while the sustas share, it says only on parchment of sustas, which is the other part of the parchment, that there is kasher. But we're diktani diftra, and it doesn't say diftra. So obviously, because it's not valid. And so we see again, the Sefer Torah does need to be written ala sefer. Like, it's not Mesach Sefer, so we learn Mishnah Mesach Sefer, that says, in case you don't write a Sefer Torah, like a diftra, like a niyam rochik. So again, you see that you need to have a valid cloth. But moreover, the Megillah psula diftra, we find that Megillah is invalid to be written on a diftra. Kedam Perek raised the Megillah on the Fitzayim and Aleph, the Megillah Saita, so to the scroll of the Saita psula diftra, Kedam Perek raised the Saita, and the Fitzayim and based. And the reason is, why do we say they're invalid for the Megillah and for the Megillah Saita? Mishum the Blaze Sefer, because those things are called Sefer, and so because you can Sefer Torah, the Nikras Kamapam Sefer, which of course called a Sefer Torah. So obviously, it needs to be written on a Sefer, and not just by Megillah. And so he's an S on the other variable too. But Jainamitar, truth is, it also needs ink. Like the Gemara said enough of Gimel Mabez, Kasvish Labidyoi, if you write it without ink, or Shakasva, for a Sebatara. Or Shakasva, as Kasvas, you write the names of Hashem with gold. Hardei Gunzu, don't think you're making a better writing with gold. Actually, it has to be buried because it has to be written with Jai. So Taisis bothers, says, why is the Bryce saying that only Megillah needs to be written on Sebatara and not by other Svarim? So the Tetra of Abyss of the answer says, the Sebatara Vadi Bai Sebatara. You're right. As we just put Rayas, a Sefer Torah needs to be written on the parchment and with ink. Here we're talking about the other Svarim, Nevi'im Ksuvim. They don't have to be written on Sefer, but yeah. So then, why didn't we say, Imin Svarim, the Sefer Torah, Umagillah? Why are we saying there's no difference between Svarim and Megillah, which we're saying Svarim means Nevi'im Ksuvim? Why didn't we say there's no difference between Svarim and Torah and Megillah? Because you couldn't, Mishum, the Sefer Torah, Nechtem Machaloshim, because although it shares the same thing regarding Sefer and Bidyai, but the other thing about Lashon HaKodesh, that's not true, because Sefer Torah could be written in every language, they couldn't put it together. But Taisa says, no, Vakadi Koshlari, it's still difficult to read, because the non-Perikam and the Megillah, we learned in the first Perikam of Megillah of Chesma Beis, that says, Ein Bein Svarim L'Tfil Mezuzah, there's no difference between the Svarim and Tfil Mezuzah, Svarim Nechtem Machaloshim, it's just that Svarim can be written in every single language, etc. Now, part of the Gemara asks, what, Svarim Nechtem Machaloshim, is really true that the Svarim, Tanakh, can be written in any language? But Ramin, there seems to be contradictions from the following Braisa, Mikroshik, Zabatagam, you write the Chumash. You write the Torah in the Aramaic, or the Targum of a Mikra, you write the Aramaic in Mikra, B'Ksav Ivri, or in this other script of the Ivri, in the Matamas Yidayim, it's not going to be valid Sefer, it's not going to contaminate the hands. Ad, Sheikh Devin, B'Ksav Ashur, until you write with the Ashuri script, I'll Sefer on the scroll, B'Joy, and with ink. So you see that contradicts the concept that you're saying that by all the Svarim, it could written M'Choloshim. M'Shana, the Gemara answers, oh, it's not difficult, they come with Svarim, come Megillah. Here we're talking about by the Svarim, and here, but the Bryce that says that if you write it in Aramaic, it's not going to be time. That's why Megillah, which we said, yeah, Megillah is that Svarim that is going to be invalid if it's not in Lashon HaKodesh. Now, that's one answer to the Gemara. Rav Ashmishan, he answers, he says, Ki Tanya Hi, when did we learn this? That it has to be written Ashuris al Sefer Ubidyai. Says the Bashar Svam, that's the other Svam. Rabbi Yehudi, it's like Rabbi Yehudi that he holds the other Svam except for the Sefer Torah, are not written besides Lashon HaKodesh. It says, Tais Amasa Yisi, Bashar Svam Nami by Rabbi Yehudi Sefer Ubidyai. That by other Svam, Rabbi Yehudi requires to be written on parchment and with ink. And Rabban, same thing as regarding Rabban, because the Ashkan, the plague Rabban, we don't find Rabban disagreeing with Rabbi Yehuda, and that they say that other Svarim can be written in Greek, Elam Ksav Ashuris, that's only regarding, the only thing they disagree is regarding the if you've written with a Ashuri script, but regarding be written on the scroll and with ink. Lashkan the plague, we don't find that they disagree, and therefore it's difficult on the teretz that Tais was giving that other Svarim, you don't have to write it, Allah Seifa, but yay. But Kasha Morba Tesis finds it difficult because the Shalik Rabashi Hasim Shnui Kama, we find Rabashi gives a different answer. He doesn't say the first answer of the Gemara. The Mukula, he explains the braces, you have to write specifically Ashuras al Seva Bidyai, that's Tumah B'Megillah. And he gives a different answer, like Tesis brought, and that's even though that according to that answer, Megillah has to be written specifically Ashuras al Seva Bidyai, Umesayel the braces of the Hacha. And that's supported by the braces over here because the Ketan had you learned explicitly, the Megillah Baish takes Suva Ashuras al Seva Bidyai, the Megillah does require to be written Ashuri script and save and joy. And Rabashi Gufi Maislav, Rabashi himself brings it over here. So why didn't Rabashi answer that like that specifically by Megillah? Why is he giving this other answer where he's saying that Bashar Svarim and it's going like a Behuda? So Menir Luri, it seems to the read that actually, and this is what Taisa previously quoted in the previous Taisa, it says, the Davkilin Hatzala. That specifically regarding saving the Sefer from a fire on Shabbos, that's Misanya Hachbrashi, that's what this Bryce was taught. The Ein Ben Svarim LeMegillah. There's no difference between Tzvam Megillah, Elisha, Tzvam Nechtam Mechalash, and just that Tzvam can be written in every language. And yes, Vachil B'lai Sefer V'diyai Chashivi, that it's not regarding writing, because yeah, you need Sefer V'diyai, and Shar Tzvam. It's only regarding that the, even if it wasn't written on the parchment, and with ink, Chashivi L'in D'Matzil Nasim L'Nad Likad, it's going to be significant that you can save from the fire. Ava Gavdu L'Chaz L'Kri, although it's not fit for reading it, Mishum D'yesh Buhu Askaras, but since it has the names of Hashem, therefore it's going to be significant to save it from the fire. Of the Megillah, but that's the contrast. But Megillah, Imatzilim, can ruin the Kriya. There, you're not going to save unless it's fit to be read. Shetek Suva, Ashuras, Al Sefer B'Diyai, where it has all the qualifications that you created, which the Sefer Torah also has. But the reason why over there has to have them to be able to save in the fire is Lepishim Baskar, because it doesn't mention Hashem's name in the Megillah, and therefore that's the contrast. But then says Tais, if you're going to say, Tais has to take a second look. Imkain, if that's the case, that you need by other Svarim also to write them Al Sefer B'Diyai, and if you don't write it, then you cannot read from them. But even so, the Brisa says that you can save him in the fire because his name is of Hashem. So in Tikshim Brisa the Hacha, then we can ask from this Brisa, the Amal El, where we said previously, we said wherever you cannot read from, Ematzin you can't save. Here you see that you can't read from it, but you could save. So says Hashem, what you could say is the Hamasik Lal, you read the Gemara anyways, concluded earlier, the Tanoi, it's a Machlekes Tanoim, and there are those who hold that even if you cannot read from something, you could save it, and therefore that's what this Tanoi would be going like. So Tais is proof in the wording of the Brisa when it says there's no difference between Svarim and Megillah, and Megillah has to be written on Ashuras al Sefer B'Diyai. Sounds like other Svarim don't need to be written on Sefer, which is on the parchment, and also does not have to be written with ink, and that was bothered Tais. We find many times, many places, that Sefer Torah needs to be written on a cloth, and we find other places, Megillah Saita, and because they're called Sefer, for sure, Sefer Torah itself, and Diyai also, you need by Sefer Torah. So Rabbi Yosef answered that here in the Brisa, we're talking about Shar Svarim. But you're right, Sefer Torah itself requires all Sefer Diyai. But the Rias from Mishnah Sefer Megillah that says no different, there's no difference between Svarim and Tfil Mezuzahs, just Svarim written with Choloshin and Tfil Mezuzahs are only Ashuras. And the Gemara asks, oh, Svarim with Choloshin, we have a contradiction. The Brisa says that if you write another language, then it's not going to be Tamas Yadayim until you write Ksav Ashuras al Sefer B'Diyai. Obviously, that other Svarim are, that it cannot be written with Choloshin. So the Gemara says, no, this is by Svarim, and this the Brisa says that it's not going to be Tamas Yadayim. That's by Megillah. Now, Rashi gives the answer. He says, the one that says you have to write it Ashuras al Sefer B'Diyai, that's by Shar Svarim, like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the Shar Svarim, besides the Sefer Torah, have to be written only in Lashon HaKodesh. There we see that by Shar Svarim, Rabbi Yehuda requires that it's, yeah, that the only difference is regarding the language, but it has to be written al Sefer B'Diyai, and therefore the place is said by default the Rabban, but also they only disagree regarding the language, but they would agree that it has to be written al Sefer B'Diyai. Additionally, the re-asked that the first answer the Gemara gives over there to explain the Brisa that the Megillah requires Ashur al Sefer B'Diyai, Vashi himself, he brings that Brisa over here, so why wouldn't he give that answer over there? So the re-explained that the whole Brisa at Bein Bein Svarim, the Megillah, that we're bringing over here is specifically regarding saving from a fire on Shabbos. And even though you cannot read from them, unless it's written al sefer b'dyoy, like we brought all these rayas. Even so, you could save in the fire because it has Hashem's name in there. But a Megillah, you can save, unless, yes, you could read from it, which is ksuba shuris al sefer b'dyoy. And you, if you can't, then you can't save. It's because it doesn't have Hashem's name mentioned over there. And places the end of the question, he says, wait a second, that's the reason the Braisa that you could save from the fire because it has Hashem's name. Then how can you explain previously that if you can't read from it, you can't save? Here we see that even though we can't read from it, you can save. And Taisa says, yes, same as Machlekes the Braisa, like the Gemara previously said, and therefore this is part of that Machlekes Tanaim, that you could save even though you cannot read from it. Next says, the Master begins the words of the Gemara, Meisve. From the following Braisa. Saveter Shabbala, if a Saveter is worn out, if you have enough to gather, 85 letters, etc. Chase is asked that, according to this, you're saying to gather, it sounds like it's spread out, so then what was the Havamina that you needed specifically to be gathered together? As the Gemara brought the question that if a Saveter, you don't have to gather 85 letters, do you save or not? And the Gemara says, no, I need to have 85 letters. Then the Gemara says, okay, these 85 letters, could they be spread out, or they have to be in one area? So, on that, the question was that if you're going to say that spread that they have to be specifically together, but the words are if, like I just did, Master's quoting, if it is worn out, if it's lalaket, so then you it could save the Sefer Torah. So it says hashmash. Now it sounds like the melashon lalaket kapar. The question is from the fact that it says together. The mashmash from the bazaars. That's the right. That obviously sounds like even if it's spread apart. But that taste is bothered. The tame taste is a wonder. Imkin, if that's the case, that the word lalak, it sounds like that, yeah, they're spread out, then what's the Gemara original question? Is it, if it's specifically gathered together or even spread apart? Pshita, the film of bazaars, obviously it's even spread apart because in the boy Rav Huna, and the whole sugya start over Rav Huna's question. Saveter, shame by lalakit, if a saveter does not have to gather, mashma sounds like a yesh by lalakit, but if you have to gather, it seems like you would say, well, bishop, if it's even spread apart. Like you're saying the same wording. So what's the whole question? If from that question itself, it's obviously evident that he understood that you could gather. The only question was, do you need to have 85? You could even have less than that. Chase does not answer that question.